Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada, as we receive letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We had the boss of this gentleman, who I'm going to introduce in a moment on this program, five times. Even before he was elected governor of New York, I'm referring to George Pataki. And I had the pleasure of working for that fine man. And this gentleman who's with us today worked for Governor George Pataki. And he has a new book out. It's called From the Ground Up. I heard about it when I was with John Katsimatidis, who also has a show on this station, when he was being honored by the Catholic Charities Gala. Again, the book is From the Ground Up, Rebuilding Ground Zero to Re-Engineering America. And it's Ambassador Charles Gargano, the author, with us today. A little background information. Ambassador Charles A. Gargano, a real estate legend, expert engineer, and legendary Republican fundraiser and strategist, served the U.S. government for three decades, appointed by Presidents Reagan and George H.W. Bush, as well as by New York State Governor George Pataki. Our guest today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Let's talk about your 12 years cleaning up and revitalizing Ground Zero and developing the One World Trade Center. Ambassador Charles A. Gargano.
Well, it was certainly one of the most important things that I've been involved in my life. It was a terrible blow to the United States of America, and specifically to New York and the United States. In downtown New York, near Wall Street. Now, this was an attack that no one would ever think could take place, but it did take place. And I can tell you that from that day when Governor Pataki and I and then Mayor Giuliani of New York City went down there that morning, it was hard to look at the damage and destruction and the lives that were lost on that day. And we knew immediately that it would be quite a task to rebuild, but it had to be done. But I can tell you the positive side, if that's possible with so many people dying, nearly 3,000, and that is the Americans and people around the world who believe in fairness, who believe in democracy, and who believe in their fellow man. They all were working together. We knew the task ahead of us, and everybody was holding hands for quite some time to make sure that we did recover on behalf of those lives that were lost and many other reasons. But I just think right now, America is in a bad place. We lost faith in our leaders, as you can see when you, not that I'm a big fan of most of television or media, but you could see we're forgetting who we are as a nation. And I personally refuse to accept that.
Well, I think you're a great patriot. Also, the ambassador was ambassador to Tobago and Trinidad, and we had him on this program a few decades ago. A great public servant, a very quiet, humble man, but a man who's given back to his country, his state, and the redevelopment of New York State. Let's talk about one of the worst events in this 21st century. I'm talking about 9/11. How tragic, how tough, how difficult was it? You were with Governor Pataki and Mayor Giuliani. You oversaw a lot of this reconstruction and redevelopment. You saw the sorrow. Hopefully you saw a lot of successes from this to revitalize that area of Ground Zero. How bad was it, Ambassador Charles Gargano?
It was horrible to look at. It was a tragic, and not only because of nearly 3,000 lives lost, of course, which is the most important thing, but also because what it did to the economy of New York City, New York State, and the United States of America. It really hurt. You know, this was very, very close to Wall Street. Wall Street was shut down, so there was business literally stopped for the first week for sure, and then after that we knew we had to recover as quickly as possible, and we had many meetings. I did personally, Governor Pataki did personally, with all the big Wall Street firms, and we got their commitment to stay at Ground Zero, and we promised that we would get help from the federal government and New York State to help them recover from their damages, which I think we did a very good job of. But we knew we had to rebuild.
Now, you say that you're dismayed with the lack of patriotism and love of country. Here you are an ambassador. You were overseeing the economic development in New York State. You oversaw the reconstruction of Ground Zero. You think we're going to come back? You think we're going to have faith in this country again? Or are you worried about this socialist behavior with AOC and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren? Are you confident or are you fearful, Ambassador Charles Gargano?
I was always confident in anything this nation had to do. And I'll just talk a moment about, you know, as Americans, we're no strangers to great engineering feats. We laid the rails for the trains to travel. We've seen cities rise. So many things. Built towers, dams, and constructed America in ways that would never existed before. I'm concerned today. The country is still a great country, but the politics are not what they should be. And I'm not sharing which party I'm for. I'm for America. I'm for the United States of America, number one and most important. Now, what's going on with some of these people, Brian, that you mentioned, I mean, they're not realistic. Not realistic about how they want this country to be run, because it cannot be. And when you talk about a new congresswoman who's talking about spending trillions of dollars to change every building in the United States around, make them green buildings. That's ridiculous. It's dumb. It's ignorant. And it can't be done. Now, should we try to make all our buildings better as we move forward? Absolutely. And we have been doing that. I know that as a licensed professional engineer. I've been around it when I was head of the economic development in New York State. Every new building that went up in a proper way. Now, you know, we can't build nice, cute little huts anymore, but we build these beautiful, safe buildings, and that's what's going to continue. So, but you can't talk as some of these people who have no knowledge of what they're saying. Look, I'm for climate control. I'm for so many things protecting our environment. We have to all join in and do that. But we can, on one hand, people say, well, we have to save this planet. We have to do this. The next day they get on their private jet and fly here, fly there. And it just doesn't make any sense. And I'm not against private jets. I'm just talking about how ridiculous that is, that people say one thing and then they do another thing. But this country has to come together. We have to join like we did after 9/11 and work together. You know, so many people died down there, and every morning I was down there, and you would see volunteers all along the West Side Highway for the volunteer workers and the workers who were working for the city and state. And these people would hand them coffee, hand them sandwiches, and they did it voluntarily every morning. And you know, because they knew we had a tough task ahead of us. And that's the way it should be. We should work together.
We're learning a great deal from the author of a new book. It's called From the Ground Up, Rebuilding Ground Zero to Reengineering America. It's published by Post Hill Press. It's available, I'm sure, at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, both in the U.S. and Canada. We urge all of our listeners to the Rusk Report in 17 states and half of Canada to buy this book and learn from the experience of this man who helped rebuild New York City after one of the most tragic events in history. Our guest today, Ambassador Charles Gargano, back by popular demand. He was on this program when he was ambassador to Tobago and Trinidad. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. And Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And I know former Governor Pataki was featured in this paper because he is Hungarian, and the Poles and Hungarians have always been close. I'd like to thank those who have called regarding our recent guest, author Charles Todd, who's written 33 best-selling mysteries, Dr. Earl Compazzi, pancreatic specialist from Palm Beach, Florida. Coming up, we'll have Charlie Joyce, the National Republican Committeeman from New York State, and Noel Nickpour, who's four times a week on Fox News. Also of Mike Caputo, who was cleared in the investigation of collusion with President Trump. They found nothing wrong by this fine man, and he'll be a guest on this program. Ambassador Charles Gargano is chairman and CEO of the Empire State Development Corporation, commissioner of the Department of Economic Development, and vice chairman of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. Ambassador Gargano was principally responsible for the regeneration of the lower Manhattan area following September 11, 2001. Let's talk a little bit about your three decades in government as a thought leader and a pioneer in the field of re-engineering. What do you do to re-engineer New York State, also the re-engineering of Tobago and Trinidad? Let's talk about that. Ambassador Gargano.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity. I was in the private sector. I started as a young engineer for a small road building company, and then they made me a partner, and we built that into a very large building company and built a lot of the Long Island Expressway and some other sections in New York. So I was in the private sector. I enjoyed it. I loved it. And, of course, it was financially rewarding. Yeah. But then when I had an opportunity because I went to help a town in Europe that had an earthquake, and I spent time in President Reagan administration had just started, and they found out about it and offered me a position in the government. I had long thoughts about it because I loved what I was doing, but then I said, you know, why not? And I did, and I got into public service, and I'm so happy that I did because I enjoyed it very much with President Reagan, President Bush Sr., and then with Governor George Pataki. I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of responsibility, and the salaries were low, but I didn't care because I had done well before that, and I enjoyed what I was doing for all those years.
Wonderful. And how did your engineering background help you specifically with the rebuilding of Lower Manhattan from 9/11? That educational expertise and knowledge of construction you did, how did it help you in that redevelopment of 9/11?
Well, the redevelopment of 9/11 wasn't only architecture for the buildings, obviously, which are very important, and we did hire some of the best architects in the world, around the world, and known to be the best in the world. But there was so much to do because we were building, the foundations that we were building were 70 feet below the road level, and that meant there was about 65 feet of water, underwater. So a lot of engineering took place there that when you excavated, you had to handle the water level before you could do any work. And then, of course, because of the complexity of the construction, and by that I mean we had 16 acres, and Governor Pataki made a decision that we were going to build everything on 8 acres and use the other 8 acres to build those pools, which are in memory of those who died. So we had to do a lot of engineering work to make sure everything fit, worked well, and would be there for many, many years, not just throw something up, a building up, and not worry about its longevity and security.
Let's talk a little bit about the future of America. You're concerned. You see the socialist influence. You see some crazy spending suggestions to spend $10, $20, $30 trillion to rebuild every office building and home in America, which is 10 times the size of our national budget. How are we going to get more patriotism, respect for America in America, and love of country? How are we going to do that, Ambassador Charles Gargano?
I think we have to come to the realization that we do have problems around the world. We have problems of countries such as China, which is basically a communist country, and wanting to steal technology from countries like the United States of America, and not only us, but others. And we have to stay together and make sure that this country stays strong militarily. We have to make sure that we have a country with a strong economy, and we do. And we have to provide strong leadership to the world, which the world has become accustomed to, as we all know, since 1941, and for sure since 1945. So we have to really understand that we can only do this working together. Now, we are a democracy. People have a right to say what they want, and they have a right to vote for who they want. They have a right to join whatever party they want. But we can do that. But once an election is done, and a president or governor or whoever running for office wins, we have to get behind that person. And that's what the problem is here. The problem is that, and especially with President Donald Trump, they have been after him from the moment he was elected, because they never thought he would be elected, but he was, and he is the president of the United States. And we have to all work together. We have a right to express our views, and we do that when we vote. And when we vote for who we want. And if we're not happy with someone who's in there as a president and doesn't do a good job, we can vote for another person. But we have to work together. And I think this country has to know more about it, about the facts, I should say, know more of the facts. And I think the media has a lot to do with it as well. And in my own opinion, it's Hollywood. It's the left liberal media. And we have to vote for who we want, but we have to work together once people are elected. That's what makes the United States of America great. I think that, 18 years ago, terrorists tried to bring us to our knees. They failed. They failed because they didn't understand the indomitable American spirit. Others have tested that spirit as well and failed. And what we have to do now is recover from that, continue to recover, and then stay strong economically, militarily, and make sure that we can provide a safe opportunity for our children, our families, our friends in this country. And we can only ensure that if we work together.
We're learning a great deal from a tremendous patriot, former United States Ambassador Charles Gargano. He oversaw the reconstruction following 9/11 for Governor George Pataki. His book is out now, available Barnes & Noble and Amazon. It's published by Post Hill Press. The book is From the Ground Up, Rebuilding Ground Zero to Reengineering America. Ambassador Charles A. Gargano, we so hope our listeners, if you're listening in Toronto or New York or Washington or South Buffalo, get a copy of this. He's a very gifted patriot. He loves his country, loves his state, and loves New York City. Charles Gargano. Drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk as we blanket 17 states and half of Canada. Please write to Brian Rusk at ESPN AM 1520. 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And just a little bit more information of our guest, Charles Gargano. As Chairman and CEO of the Empire State Development Corporation, Commissioner of the Department of Economic Development, and Vice Chairman of the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, Ambassador Gargano is principally responsible for the regeneration of Lower Manhattan following September 11, 2001. It's 18 years later. What's at the site of the former World Trade Center towers? What is there now? How do you feel about it?
I feel extremely proud of what we have there. Governor Pataki, myself, and others knew we had to recover and do it right, safe, and it really is a spectacular development. If you see it today, and I encourage everyone who has an opportunity, millions of people every year go down there now, and they go to the Tower 1, the memorial, and they go to the museum, which Michael Bloomberg helped quite a bit to get that museum. And you look at the site, and I was down there recently, and I go down there periodically because it's unbelievable. And you look at what was rebuilt there, in spite of the little controversies that went on with everyone, why is it taking so long, and we had to do it right, and we did do it right. And it's been built now for a number of years, and it's really something to see, especially in honor of those who lost their lives, and where we have the two, where the footprints were for the two towers that collapsed when they were hit by planes. We have, that's the memorial, and we have the names of all of the people who lost their lives in the marble surrounding those two pools. It's just amazing to see, and I encourage everyone to, if they have an opportunity to come to that great city, New York City in Manhattan, and go down to Ground Zero, you will be a very happy person when you go down there and look and see what was rebuilt.
This was an attack by radical Islam terrorists that brought those towers down. Amazing. I was near those structures, and they were built like a rock. But now it sounds like you're concerned about the risk of ruin within the United States, of us losing our will, our strength, our patriotism. Is the problem within America today?
I am so very much concerned about that. I think that we have to be sure, as an example, as an engineer, I write in my book about how we have to re-engineer the United States of America, and I'm talking about our road systems, our train systems. You know, these things require... We have a tremendous amount of infrastructure, but it requires maintenance to keep it safe, and people have to understand that. And I write my book on how that should be done with my experience and also talking with many others who are in that field. And I think the people in America have to understand as well and have to make sure they talk to their political leaders within their community where they live and support that about rebuilding our infrastructure. It is critical. It's important. And that's why the book says from the ground up, rebuilding ground zero to re-engineering America, as you said at the outset of this, Brian. So that's very important.
We have about a minute and a half left on the Rusk Report. You're an engineer. You're the man who oversaw the reconstruction of the World Trade Center area in Lower Manhattan. They're talking about $1 trillion for infrastructure. Is it going to help?
Indeed, it's going to help, but it has to be spent in the right way. I encourage that the private sector become involved with the federal government for two reasons. Number one, sometimes the government doesn't have the money available at the time when it's needed, and you get the private sector to participate and also benefit by it, and the private sector is a little more efficient than government in many ways. I'm not against government, but I know when it comes to important specialty work like rebuilding roads and bridges and tunnels and railroads, the private sector is very good at it, very intelligent in how they do it, and very competitive. So I encourage people to support that with their local representatives about supporting rebuilding our infrastructure in this country, and get the private sector involved as well.
Very good. Well, that's one thing that Ambassador Gargano and Governor George Pataki, who was on this program five times, were always pushing: public-private partnerships. Again, the book is From the Ground Up, Rebuilding Ground Zero to Reengineering America. The author is our guest today, former United States Ambassador Charles A. Gargano, who was on this program when he was ambassador to Tobago and Trinidad. It's a great read. Please take advantage of it, all listeners in the U.S. and Canada. And thank you for enlightening us. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the last 15 years. Thank you for being with us, Ambassador Charles Gargano. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.